And we're talking with Meg Gladio. Meg is a sophomore at EC Glass. Is that correct?
Yes.
How are you liking school these days?
It's good. It's hard, but it's good.
Well, that's good. What do you like about it, and what don't you like about it?
I really like my classes and I like my teachers, but it's a lot of work and a lot of homework.
And now, we met Meg last year at the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention Out of the Darkness Walks. It was the first annual held at Percival's Island last year. And this year, they are doing it again to raise money and awareness for suicide prevention. Meg, tell us, how did you get involved with the organization?
7 years ago, my dad died by suicide, and my family immediately got involved, and we started doing walks all over Virginia because there wasn't one in Lynchburg. And then last year, the people in the community started organizing one in Lynchburg, and we immediately took part in it, and we're now really involved. My mom is the volunteer coordinator.
And that's fantastic. We got involved as well, and we encourage everybody, if they would like to get involved, if they would like to walk, we'll link it up on our Facebook page. You can go to the Mike Show VA on Facebook, but you can also go to afsp.donordrive.com. And Meg, it looks like you're one of the top fundraisers for the event as well.
Right now I'm at the top, but it can change.
The walk's going to take place on October the 1st, and it steps off at Percival's Island at 9 a.m. It's check-in and registration. The walk begins at 10 o'clock, and we will be on site as well. We'll be broadcasting live. But Meg, you have something very, very special that you want to share with folks. And we met last year, and you had something that you had written about your dad before. We just want to share this with the public, so go ahead.
Okay, right now I have a poem, and it's more general about suicide and mental health awareness.
Okay.
Here it is. We don't like to talk about it. We don't like to talk about the sicknesses we can't see and the illnesses that are invisible. We carry the grocery bags of those on crutches and bring chicken noodle soup to our neighbors with the flu, but God forbid he mentions his depression, everyone scatters. Don't worry, it's not contagious. There are illnesses that we like to pretend don't exist, and we don't like to talk about them. If someone's a little moody, we say they're bipolar. The perfectionists are labeled OCD. That kid in the hallway isn't schizo. I didn't realize you had a degree in psychiatry. We don't like to talk about it. But we sure do like to use it as an insult. People say I'm going to kill myself like it carries no weight. A list of things I hear too often. If there's traffic today, I'm going to kill myself. I'll shoot myself if I ever have to go through that again. If this heat wave doesn't end soon, I'll kill myself. When did suicide become an idiom? Over 40,000 Americans take their lives each year, and for every one that dies, 25 more attempt. Those are just the statistics, but how many incidents happen behind closed doors that we can't count? We still don't like to talk about it. If you've got a cough, you should stay home. But if you're so depressed you can't get out of bed, or your anxiety is so bad you can't focus on anything else, you should suck it up. It's all in your head anyway. That's the problem. It's all in our head and we can't get it out. It's like saying a sprain is all in your ankle or asthma's all in your lungs. We still aren't talking about it. When your relative dies of cancer, people offer shoulders to lean on. But if there's a suicide in the family, people back away. Don't bring it up in conversation. They'll try to change the subject. It makes us uncomfortable. It makes us squirm. It makes us feel vulnerable. And that's why we don't like to talk about it. There are kids walking down hallways with bracelets covering the scars on their wrists. They don't know they have a reason for feeling the way they're feeling. They don't know they can get help. They don't know they're not alone. Health classes across the country are glazing over the importance of mental health. There are things missing from our school's curriculum. Why aren't we talking about it? There are people on the streets that can't afford to see a therapist, don't know they don't have to feel the way they're feeling because it's all they've ever known, barely have a reason to get up in the morning searching for a sign not to. There are TV commercials, research, and news segments about charities for every illness under the sun, but no one's willing to talk about it. Suicide and mental illness might not be getting the broadcast time they so desperately need, but I want to shout it from rooftops that by 2030, the death toll and disability brought on by depression will be greater than that of any other condition. Some are calling it an epidemic, but we still aren't talking about it. I know there isn't a cure. I know there will never be a cure, but there is so much more that can be done to save lives, even if it's just a shoulder to lean on, or hearing they're not alone, or talking about it. Let's talk about the lack of funding for psychiatric programs. Let's talk about the lack of public knowledge. Let's talk about the stigma we keep building around it. Why can't we have this conversation without feeling a little funny for breaking down stigma's walls? Let's talk about how we keep dancing around the word suicide. Let's talk about how we're afraid to admit that mental illness is a real issue. Let's talk about why we don't like talking about it. I know it's not the sort of thing you can cure. I know you can't save every life, but maybe if we talk about it, we can save a few. I'm not afraid to talk about it, so let's talk about it.
I see a future in politics and public speaking for you. Quite frankly, I said that before, and I'll say it again. You seem very shy and standoffish, but as soon as you have your platform and have the opportunity to voice your opinion about this very, very deep-rooted subject, you hit it right on point, and very well said, Meg. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
You're welcome.